This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Joe Messina is out today. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for being with us. We're live on Facebook and on our website, therealside.com, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website. You can hang out with your Facebook friends. Tweet us, Twitter us, Facebook us. Go to your Facebook friends. Tell them to join us if you want to give us a call at 855-732-5563. We'll put you on the air. 855-732-5563. I'm Arif Halaby, your guest host for Joe Messina. Joe is out making the world safe for democracy, for conservatism, and just for common sense. So we wish him luck in his cape. Hopefully he'll come back unscathed. All right, question for you. We are seeing a greater push now for district attorneys, for law enforcement officials across the country to not enforce what they call petty crime. Now, a little background for some of you that didn't follow me before. I spent 10 years, 7 months, and 3 days, I wasn't counting, but as a Los Angeles police officer, through the riots, through the earthquake right here in the city of L.A., I am now a financial professional for the last 22 years after retiring after a big car accident. Okay, so there's my whole life, multiple back and knee surgeries, and laid up for quite a while, and kind of rebirthed my life. So I have a little bit of police knowledge, about 11 years worth, I like to say, just shy of 11 years. And the reason for that preface is this. The question, should police and district attorneys stop enforcing petty law? In fact, in the city of New York, law enforcement officers are now told to no longer stop people that are smoking marijuana in public. Okay, yes. Have you not walked down a street and panicked? In fact, if you're eating an outdoor cafe and somebody is smoking a cigarette, you're offended. How could that be? Oh my, do you not understand, folks? Look at the sign says, and yet there's nobody's going to say anything for someone smoking weed and getting high. I get it. There's a whole CBD industry. There's a whole hemp oil. And okay, I understand that. That's not the debate. The debate is from the beginning to the end of the petty crimes. And here's an example. Here is a list that the district attorney has told us they will not be enforcing. Shoplifting, petty crimes, resisting arrest, theft, which would be theft of your personal property. Now, my contention is, it is going to lead to a lot more violence. Because think of it this way. This is my premise. If you don't agree, you can give us a call, 855-732-5563. Or go to Facebook, visit us at the web, therealside.com. Here's my problem. Here's my premise. I think you have a choice. If we cannot, as a society, trust the system to give us justice, then I think revenge is the next order of business. I think if you can't count on the government, to solve the problem, to be the answer, then vigilanteism is going to rise. No question about it. I saw it during the riots. Folks, I drove by stores, restaurants, where there were folks on their rooftops, looked like the Wild West. They had a gun on their hip. They had a shotgun in their hand. We would drive by them. They were shopkeepers protecting their shops. We'd wave. They'd wave back. Nobody pointed a gun at us. The world didn't end. Citizens would drive to work with a gun in their car. We knew it. They knew it. We didn't have a problem. But there also wasn't a good discussion about how many people were shot. I remember seeing a report, oh, the law enforcement officers fired their guns twice during the riots. I kind of think it was a bit more than that, just because I happened to see things that indicated it was a bit more than that. My problem is this. If you can't count on the police department, the district attorney, the city attorney's office, the jail system, to protect you and your property, you have a choice. Be a victim or fight for vigilante and revenge as the next step. Now, I think that's a problem, don't you? I mean, why isn't it that that is super obvious? Why isn't it that anybody with a third grade education would say, if you took my milk, you took my 25 cents, and the teacher didn't slap your hand or make you give it back, and if nobody's going to do anything, then I'm going to go home and come back with the baseball bat or pool cue or a bunch of chalk dust and throw it in your face, right? You're going to do something. This is you, or you are a victim. Now, heaven forbid if you're a small person or a weak person or an older person, right? Because you've been told you're not allowed to defend yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you, if people are not going to be able to have the satisfaction that law enforcement is going to stand up for the petty theft, the shoplifting. Listen to the DA. She says, if we think it's a social problem, so when the person comes and takes your items, if we can catch them and give you your items back and then have a conversation with the crook and a hug. Conversation and a hug in a safe place so that no matter what, they will feel loved. Okay, Mrs. Psychologist, you walk out of the room and leave your purse. Crazy, isn't it? If you want to call in, give me a call, 855-732-5563. Get to the chat rooms. Let me know what you think. We're right here on GCN Live, The Real Side with Joe Macita. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for the man, the myth, the legend. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Macita here, host of The Real Side with Joe Macita. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart-to-body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart-body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your two-month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
All right, welcome back to the show, The Real Side. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Hallaby, filling in for the man as he's out making the world safe for democracy. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Hey, check out therealside.com, guys. You have a chance to let us know what you think. You can even go to Facebook, join us live, get in the chat rooms, talk to us a little bit. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anytime, anywhere. Just so you know, with the new changes, you may have to delete the old app and upload the new one. I know that had to happen to me recently when I was trying to get on the show, as I like to listen to Joe and find out what's happening in the world of Messina. When you're thinking about your family's future, guys, you got to think of a couple of things. Causation, reaction, the situation of less, I guess I want to say less justice. right? Less satisfaction that you would receive if you saw a room full of people. You know, where else would you see this in the world? Think about this for a second. You have a family whose young child is murdered, and the suspect is on the stand or sitting at the defense table. You have a room full of people, the victim's family, the father and mother, just heart-wrenching. Can you only imagine having the murderer of their child 10 or 15 feet away from them? The only thing that is keeping that person from giving their entire life, jumping, and you've seen it, sometimes they do. They jump the little wall and they try to kill this person. The only thing that keeps that from happening when somebody steals your purse, steals your bicycle, when somebody breaks into your house, the only thing is that you think you're going to call the police, the person gets caught, there will be justice served some form or fashion, and you're okay. My contention is, guys, spending nearly 11 years in law enforcement, I can tell you this. It is not the way it goes. If you are taking away the prosecution of the, quote, petty crimes, the victim is going to say, well, I'm not going to get any satisfaction. I guess I'm just going to sit here and have to take it like a man or a woman. What? Really? How many of you are willing to do that? Don't sign me up for being a victim, folks. These same jacks, I always say the whole name, but, you know, because it's an animal. You can say it's like calling somebody a giraffe, but instead they're a mule. Right? Look, the only reason these people can do this is because, one, they're licensed to carry a gun, even in New York City where it's difficult. The DA is a law enforcement officer. She carries a gun, period. And they have protection. The mayor, the governor, all these clowns that pass these laws across the country, they have bodyguards. They have office protection. They have metal detectors. You don't have a metal detector in your front yard. You don't have a team of security people around your business. Right? This is your shop. It's your store. It's your restaurant. It's your grocery store. Who's going to protect you? These progressive lefties, listen, they left liberal a long time ago. Listen to Dennis Prager. He'll tell you, the left and the liberal are two different things. Go to Prager University. Oh, by the way, hard to do that on YouTube because that freakish organization called Google is censoring any kind of conservative voice. Today, it's not about right and wrong anymore. It's about feelings. And let me tell you, if you try to trust your feelings to answer or to be the problem, understand feelings change. It's one of the reasons I've heard people say, it might have even been Dennis, where he says, look, there is no hope for the long term of progressiveness, progressivism. It just isn't. Because it's based on feelings, not logic. Now, if you expect to have any kind of solutions based on feeling better for a criminal, listen, I've arrested these people. I have talked to these people. I've interviewed them. They know exactly what they're doing. And in fact, they laugh at you when they say, oh, we just need a hug. They're like, are you kidding? I want your purse. You think it's about self-esteem. I am telling you, their prisons are filled with people with self-esteem. Now, they don't have any self-worth, but they're filled with self-esteem. They believe your purse is theirs. They believe your pickup truck is theirs. They don't have any self-worth, but they have a lot of self-esteem. When the lefties took over education, they said, oh, we're just going to make everybody feel good. We're not going to have keep score. We're not going to give out trophies. Everybody gets one or nobody gets one. We're going to create a system where everybody is equal, even if you're a lazy son of a gun. Oh, you're equal. And then, just because you commit a crime, well, it's probably because your mom looked at you wrong when you were six. It's not because you knew the difference between right and wrong and chose wrong. Sometimes bad guys choose wrong. You understand that, right? You and I have chose wrong. Well, we're going to speed a little bit. We're going to stop a little too far, too close. We're going to follow. Look, we do it. And you weigh the consequences, right? The reason you go a little faster on the way to work in the morning is because you look left and right and you check your little app and you say there aren't any police officers around, so I'm going to go a little faster. And if you get caught, you try an excuse and you go, listen, I know I deserve it. All right, thanks. Yeah, all right, you too. You have a nice day, too. Right? You know when you are doing something a little naughty. Got it? Simple. Bad guys, gang members are the same. So they know. And when you take away the consequence, if you and I can drive to work as fast as possible, you want to drive to Las Vegas or to Branson or to Miami and you want to get there by the evening, go 100, 110 miles an hour. You shouldn't have to pay a ticket. What is that? That's racist. You have a black car. You have a white car. That's racist. You're only stopping me because I'm my sex racism theism thingyism. Right? So take away those consequences. See what happens to the traffic. But instead, we're going to allow the shopkeeper, the independent business owner, the entrepreneur who works 12-hour days, 6-7 days a week. We're going to allow them to be victims for your social experiment. Resisting arrest, that's the next one. Isn't that exciting? Resisting arrest. Let me tell you, in law enforcement world, even when I wrote a ticket, I didn't go through the red light, officer. Yeah, you're right. I'm just giving you a ticket because I feel like it. Really? Of course not. I think you went through the red light. That's what I saw. So I'm writing it on the ticket. You don't. You have to sign. That's your get out of jail. That's your bail. It's your signature. Your promise to appear to take care of the ticket in one form or fashion. Then you can go bye-bye. Now, if you say, I'm not signing, I say, yes, you are, or you can't leave. I'm not signing. We call a supervisor. Supervisor says, you understand that if you don't sign this ticket, we're going to arrest you and impound your car. Well, guess what the guy did? 99 out of 100. Surprise, he signed. Consequences. Guess what's going to happen next on The Real Side. Stay with me, folks. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Hallaby. We're live on Facebook, TheRealSide.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back on GCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon weakened into a tropical depression, but it is still bringing heavy rain, wind, and possible tornadoes to parts of Alabama and Mississippi. With the hurricane season just beginning, this Gulf Coast resident says this is par for the course.
Anything on the west side is constantly washed. The roads are torn up. It's being rebuilt.
The moisture from the storms is expected to continue north and east and make it all the way up to Rochester, New York this weekend. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is also going on today on Capitol Hill.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court and as a sitting judge, I owe my loyalty to the Constitution. That's what I owe loyalty to. And the Constitution establishes me as an independent judge, bound to follow the law as written.
Facebook and Twitter CEOs are also testifying today on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The truth. Hey, welcome back to GCN Live, The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Eric Hallaby. Filling in for the man, myth, the legend. Thanks for staying with me as we are continuing to have you join us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com, folks. If you have an Android or an Apple, you can get the apps on your App Store. All right, we're talking about what is this trend across America, starting with some of the larger cities, which is the forgiving, which is the we just need a hug. Just give me a hug. I'm a bad guy. I'm going to pickpocket you and take your watch when you give me a hug, but darn it, I want a hug. All right, we are not enforcing petty crimes. Let me tell you what's going to happen with law enforcement. For those of you just joining, I spent nearly 11 years, 10 years, 7 months and 3 days as a Los Angeles police officer before a big car accident ended my career 20 years ago, plus 25 years ago. But why this is important to you is simple. Because police officers are human beings and they have one of two choices. When we are no longer prosecuting resisting arrest, number one, police officers are going to fight even harder. That means there are going to be people hurt. No question about it. Period. Done. Or the second choice, which is what happened throughout the Los Angeles Police Department and other agencies after the Rodney King incident. And they were accused of being all sorts of racists and everything else. So police officers said, look, man, whether I arrest one person or two people, whether I drive really fast to help you because there's a guy breaking into your house, or I drive really slow, my paycheck is the same. And since y'all are calling me names and think I'm a bad guy anyway, listen, I'm not going to take any risks. I'm not going to go a little faster or a little harder or be a little bit more curious. And I think you're going to get law enforcement slowing down because nobody's going to care. Why should they put themselves on the line if their paycheck is the same? And I'm telling you, it's because of a sense of duty and honor. And if they are no longer treated the same as another citizen, try to go up to a senator or a congresswoman or man. Try to go up to a state representative and assault them. Because that's what happens when it's resisting arrest. Do you understand? Bad guys don't. They don't. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Put handcuffs on me. And can we stop through the drive-thru and get a cheeseburger, please, on the way? Right? This isn't the way it goes. Do you realize the left
and I mean these progressive, these crazy lefts, right? They think conservatives are bad and bad guys are misunderstood. So they act accordingly. Conservatives believes bad guys are bad and these lefties are misunderstood. So that's why we try to talk. That's why we have these forums at Berkeley. That's why we speak at different universities and colleges, campuses, and throughout Texas and the Midwest. Because we're just like, no, just listen for a minute. Maybe just at least hear my point. And instead, the lefties say, we don't want to talk to you. Google, Twitter, Facebook, they shut you down. Prager University, try that. A billion with a B. A billion views, and they consider it hate speech. Do you understand? The only speech worth defending is hate speech. You have to. It's like, you know, I really love my wife. I get along great with her, you know, when we're on the honeymoon and everything's going fine. I am a loyal, honorable, and a man full of integrity when things are going great at home. But when they're not, I can do whatever I want. If we get in an argument, well, there's no rules. That's like hate speech. You understand? When you agree with me, of course everything's well, good, fine, happy, ha-ha. You like what I say, I like you, you like me. But when you don't like what I say, when you feel offended, all of a sudden the conversation is about, well, instead of trying to change your mind or to listen to your viewpoint, I'm going to label you one of the most evil names, labels in the history, shut you down, not listen, I'm just going to call you a name and dismiss you. And if that doesn't work, we're going to riot. I was at the inauguration for Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. What an amazing event. I encourage every American to go to inauguration at least once in their life. Incredible. But when we left the inauguration, when it ended and we walked through the streets of D.C., right, there's just millions, I don't know how many people, thousands, tens of thousands of people walking through the streets. And up against the wall, next to law enforcement, within yards, were these middle class, they look like middle class white guys because they had very nice and expensive shoes on, unless they stole them. And they were wearing all black, and they had black masks on that they had, like turtlenecks that they had around their neck. Some of them had beanies, and you could tell they were paired up. They were just waiting to riot. And today with social media, and with texting, with these secret apps, you can trigger an insurrection rather quickly. Why do you think China is so worried about that? China is like a ticking time bomb. Right? Don't upset the apple cart. And here, in D.C., President Trump didn't say a word. And the world took off. But those Antifa guys, they just need a hug. They're misunderstood. No, they're upper middle class professors, white kids from the suburbs, socialists, communists, probably future president in there somewhere. And let me tell you, it's not going to be in the Democrat, in the Republican Party. It's going to be in the Democrat Party. Why do you think they feel this power? Why do you think they feel like they can do this? Because nobody is punishing them. And I'm telling you, I have seen it. When we were only prosecuting and punishing large-scale crime during the riots, because we didn't have enough people, and we were driving down the street, people, bad guys, looked at us. And instead of running like they would normally or being afraid or not doing any crime, they just looked at us, knew we couldn't do anything because we were busy, we were overwhelmed. And they decided to break into a Cadillac dealership, to steal from a liquor store, to kick in this, to start a fire there. And it wasn't just minority kids. Predominantly where I was, it was. But there were also Caucasian kids. You see, we didn't categorize people that way. There was good guys and bad guys. Ask a minority police officer. You'll be so bewildered, like, what do you mean there's actually bad guys? Why does this officer really think that? Doesn't he know social justice? No, he understands good guys and bad guys because he has a family too. And he doesn't want his kids to be victims, and he doesn't want to be a victim. If you are not going to have fear of law enforcement, you tell me what you think. If you want to call in, it's 855-732-5563. 732-5563. What do you think is going to happen if you don't have fear of law enforcement? You see, you thought it was respect. That's what they tried to tell us. President Obama is now respected. Great. Canada does 300% on our milk, dairy. My son, I have an adult son who's 23 years old. He said, hey, Arif, do you know that there are Sikhs, right? The religion from India predominantly. Sikhs that use milk in certain religious ceremonies. They literally rent a huge box van. They drive it over the border, and they buy out all of the milk in the big box stores and liquor stores and the grocery stores on this side of the border from Canada. Why would they do that? 300% savings. In fact, you could buy milk in the United States, drive it over the border, and sell it in your own grocery store in Canada because there was a 300% tariff. And you could make money on it because they were artificially increasing the price of milk produced in Canada. Oh, but Arif, you know, this Trump tariff war. No, listen. Very simple. It used to be that they allowed you to commit a crime, right? Remember when you first started working? Right? You remember this? You would work. You'd work hard. You'd get a paycheck, and you'd see all of these things missing called taxes. Usually you went from being a liberal, because you want stuff for free, to being a conservative. And what happens is they say, well, don't you understand? We need our roads. We need our police. We need our fire. Okay, I'll pay more taxes. But I'm okay with that. If I get roads, police, bridges. But what are they doing with your money now? Where is it going? If we have law enforcement not even able to do their job, and what will you do? When we come back, I want to hear from you. 855-732-5563, therealside.com. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina on The Real Side. We'll be right back. GC.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
All right, welcome back to the show. Hey, I'm not disappointed when my kids arrived. I have 3 of them. I have a friend who was talking to a group of people. He said, hey, listen, I have 2 great kids. I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice. And another one. So I thought, all right, which one is that? He's got a 30% chance. Well, hey, thanks for staying with me. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. We're live on Facebook, on your website, called realside.com. Just click on that Google, fancy Google machine you have, realside.com. There's a chat room on the site. Give us a call at 855-732-5563. I have 2 hours left in the program, so you're welcome to give us a call in the next 2 hours and 10 minutes or so as we continue filling in for Joe Messina, the man, the myth, the legend, making the world safe for democracy. Look, one of the biggest mistakes I think that is being made, and it's sweeping across the country, is we no longer will fear law enforcement. I mean, and you understand how people are fighting, right? How folks will sit there and take video of a police officer nearly being killed because they think it's worth more on YouTube or on Facebook or whatever, and not helping the police out. In other words, right and wrong is now, maybe. If you don't respect the police and you don't fear the police, you will have chaos. I remember as a young police officer during the riots here in Los Angeles, I had a more seasoned officer, training officer. He wasn't my training officer, but he was a training officer. Had a lot of experience, and he sat with me, and he said, Arif, here's a good example of what you can see. I said, oh, what's that? He said, when they don't fear God and they don't fear the police, when both things are missing, you will have the riots. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, when you fear God, it's the reason you stop at a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody else around. Not because you think the police are going to give you a ticket, because they're probably not around. You can't see them. They're not around. It's nothing. And not because you fear getting hit by another car, because you can see in both directions. There's nobody awake. It's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday. Nobody's here. But if you don't fear law enforcement, you've removed God from the high schools, from the elementary schools, from the universities. You remove the fear and respect that law enforcement has, then what do you have? You have a society that says, maybe, if I feel like it. There's a lot of folks that think this is the end of society. I don't know, maybe. Society usually takes a while to end. Certainly a lot less time than it did to take off and to become something healthy. But when all of a sudden you look at this system and you see that there's one political party that demonizes the law, demonizes law enforcement, wants to put them in jail. I mean, can you think about that? Well, we think all ICE officers should be put in jail. Are you kidding me? You're the ones that passed the laws. I think police officers will have two choices. They're either going to fight harder, which means bad guys and people that are still presumed innocent in a court of law are going to get hurt. I think maybe even citizens are going to get hurt. Or you're going to have police officers do nothing, and now the citizens have to defend themselves. I believe vigilantism is going to increase. It's going to be on the rise. It just has to. Because there's no longer satisfaction in expecting the courts to solve the problem. There's only going to be one thing, and that is you, as a citizen, protecting you and your family. We are almost back to this tribalistic, my neighborhood versus your neighborhood, my kind versus your kind. Because you have people having more guns than ever before. I don't think guns cause crime, not even close. During the riots, we had plenty of good guys with guns. In fact, they were the only thing that kept the streets safe. Because you had about, I don't know, 1,000 to 1 in law enforcement, 1,000 citizens to 1. And even if 100 of the citizens were doing bad things to every one police officer, you tell me there's one officer that's going to stand up to 100 bad guys? Really? Oh, okay, change my numbers to 50. You wouldn't do that. There is nobody braver than the men and women in law enforcement, period. Firefighters, they run a close second. But let me tell you, who else are you going to call? Why don't you call your water and power when there's 2 o'clock in the morning and it's somebody in your backyard? Why don't you call your civil servant? Call your city councilman. Call your mayor. See if she's going to wake up and come and check your backyard. I mean, really? Right? Who else is going to walk through your backyard in an area they have never seen in their life, where a bad guy has had time to hide, pick up weapons, surprise, ambush, and in the backyard is law enforcement walking through to make sure you are safe? And you're going to take away their power? You're going to say that resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer, as long as it wasn't too serious. No, it's not that bad. Did you really mean it? Did you really, really, really mean it? Are you really, really, really sorry? Sign here. Right? Have a nice day. Because the bad guys don't understand right and wrong like you and I do. Meaning we want to do right and we want to avoid wrong most of the time. Bad guys understand right is wrong, right and wrong by saying if you are going to do right, you are weak. If you are a good guy, you are weak. Look at how prisons operate. They prey on the weak. Look at how a society where a little lady or a skinny young man versus a big burly guy, the only equalizer is a firearm. That's it. You try to swing a baseball bat against a guy like that, you might get one swing. And then see if you can find that baseball bat again without having to turn around. Because it's not going to be easy, folks. And they're trying to take away your guns. They're trying to take away your rights. Oh, heaven forbid you should disagree with me, so now we're not going to allow you to have free speech. The only speech worth defending is free speech and hate speech. What part of that don't you get? People say, oh, I get along real well with my wife when she agrees with me 100%. Well, of course you do. You don't need a marriage therapist when everything goes well. But the moment things don't go right, that's called hate speech. Oh my gosh, that's it. The world's going to end. I'm going to outlaw you disagreeing with me, woman. And that is the rule. Otherwise, you are a sexist guy against manism. Right? I want you guys to think about this. Because there isn't anybody else that's going to stand up for us. There isn't. What, are you going to trust your athletes? They're caving like crazy with $100 billion dollar contracts. If you sit at home on the weekends and you clap for millionaires, and you watch them play a game, and you watch millionaires become wealthier, and then you're going to listen or watch or take anything they say, I think maybe your rights, I don't know. I think just maybe you ought to think twice about how important they are to you. I stopped watching the NFL 90%. Right? I used to enjoy it. Not anymore. I'm not for sale. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not. I have other things to do. You know, I might watch a game now and again, or half a game, or a quarter of a game. I used to rush home so that I could see it. I would go and meet my friends at a place and we'd hang out. Not anymore. No, thank you. Why do you think the rest of you have left that? Losing respect for authority. Colin Kaepernick can wear police officer pig socks. Instead of the rest of the society and the rest of law enforcement, the rest of the NFL standing up and saying, this guy is no good. I'll defend him. I'm not going to let anybody beat him up, or you know, if my job is to protect him, that's what I'll do. But we're going to decry you. We're going to socially shame you because we think that what you're doing is wrong. You're promoting an agenda of no more respect for law enforcement. Wait till you get in trouble. Wait till your mom or dad needs somebody. Who are you going to call? The NAACP? A Jesse Jackson? How about Al Sharpton? He's too busy making up stories about Tijuana Brawley or the Duke lacrosse players. He's too busy phoning up racial scams so that little shakedown artist can make more money. Don't play along. Don't let a biracial president or a biracial quarterback try to tell you how to deal with race. You understand right and wrong. Your parents raised you proper. You don't be subject to anything, regardless of what they look like. Right? Understand this. This is important. I had a great conversation with Dr. Alveda King, Martin Luther King's niece, Dr. A.D. King's daughter. She's a conservative. She supports President Trump. Listen, nobody supports 100% of anybody. I don't support 100% of my wife or my kids, and I love them and would do anything for them. But we don't agree 100%. You think I'm going to agree 100% with my congressman or my president? But when I weigh the two and I see the options, it's an easy choice. Easy. Simple. You better make the right choices, folks. Come back. Stay with us. We're going to talk about Brett Kavanaugh. Talk about the left wanting you to hide some things. Guess what we found? Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice nominee. On The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. We're live on Facebook and our website, therealside.com. Come out and join with us. Get in the chat rooms. We'll be right back on GCN Live.